Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes. God is good all the time. Hallelujah. I have a word from the Lord. I have a message from the Lord, and I have a word from the Lord. Now, I'm going to start off with a word from the Lord for 2015. You're not going to be able to write it all down, so don't worry about it. But you can get the CD. We'll have it printed out eventually. And the Spirit said to me, he said, my shaking will continue. My wrath held back. My judgments escalated. It will be a year of contention and disruption, a time of peeling away the unseen wickedness. The restraints of evil will be stretched to breaking points in many areas, and deception will increase its devastating work in enormous leaps, causing confusion, chaos, fear, and hatred to its carriers. The God of worldly technology will increase its control to influence the agenda that causes man to lose godly purpose. One world purpose with one world order will sway men of its reason. The enemy's pursuit to collapse the economy will gain influence with false stock numbers of hope to draw out the wealth and snare many. It will change hands to the wicked. Walls of division will increase, and the effects of events will draw many backsliders back into position. And I will increase my presence to my anointed ones. And I will turn upside down the attempts of harm on my beloved and show favor to my house, my land, and my people. And those who know me will excel. I hold the key to wisdom, understanding, knowledge, revelation, healing, prosperity, and wealth. Abundance will be my name to those who are mine, and I will erase your burdens and make ways of the impossible to only those that pursue me, and my harvest will double. I have released to my people the sword of victory this year. That is the word. And the message. As a man thinks. Proverbs 23. Oh, glory. It's amazing to me so many things that, you know, our dad just loves us unconditionally. Because when he said to me, I'm going to release the sword of victory, what was that one song that was, you know, he had the sword, right? And he said that victory. Only God. Proverbs 23. Is everybody there? In verse 6, read it with me, please. Do not eat the bread of a miser, nor desire his delicacies. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. In other words, as a man thinks, so he is. For as he thinks in his heart, so he is. Eat and drink, he says you, but his heart is not with you. The morsel you have eaten, you will vomit up and waste your pleasant words. As a man thinks, so he is. One of the influences that people don't even realize what's going on is called mind control, thought control. And it's established by the rulers of this earth. And the rulers of this earth are Satan's kingdom. They're constantly influencing us to try to control our thoughts and our minds. It is a constant battle in that arena. The only way of escape is from the throne of eternal truth. That is the only way of escape. Why? Because it's truth that always opens doors. It's truth that is light. It's truth that is power. Truth. So many times we walk around going, what is the truth? And it comes from the throne room of God. God's truth comes from his throne room. His throne is held by justice and righteousness. He is not against man. His desire is to rescue all men, that all men may be saved. And so the shaking will continue, because shaking awakens people. There are many who are lost out there, backslidden, and they're seeing the events going on, and they're going, my God, things are happening quickly. I need to get back in position. Because if I'm out of position, it's a possibility I can get wiped out. And if I'm in this condition, I'm going to hell. In Romans chapter 1. So we see that the enemy, the powers of darkness, the rulers of this world, are trying to mind control us. They're trying to influence us. So what happens is, you and I grew up in a family that has been under mind control. Unless they were born again and led by the Spirit, then they were away from it. Other than that, then you and I, we inherited everything that they taught us. And so that mind control, that thought control was handed to us, and we accepted it and believed it. We believed that we needed to become somebody when God said you already are. We believed that we needed to prove ourselves when we were pre-approved. We've had this false belief system that success was materialism, education. And we handed those things down to our children. And they were under the same mind control, same thought patterns. As a man thinks, so he is. People being enslaved and taken captive in the mind, in thoughts. Being ruled by TV, music, trends of dress. Being ruled by the ways of the world. Influenced, deceived, and taken into captive. Almost putting a leash around our necks. And the anointing breaks that yoke, though. Bound by drugs and alcohol. Why do people use drugs to try to escape? But it's a lie. It's a false comfort. And it's nothing but a deception that puts a person back into the prison cage. That's all it is. See, the enemy uses us as food. Why? Because demons get fed by emotions. Amen? So we're nothing but food to them. We see all of these things about aliens and flying saucers and UFOs. And there's nothing. They're nothing but demons with technology. And I'm going to say something quite off the wall. Your government knows. And they've actually agreed with them. They've exchanged you as food for them for technology. Do you understand that? They know. That's why they don't go after all of these things. People report, UFOs. And all. It's only a balloon. It's only this. It's only that. They have sold out the human race for technology and for their own agenda. And technology is what's taking man captive now. It puts a person into a false hope, no more seeking a godly purpose. It exchanges a godly purpose for a worldly purpose. It eventually is going to cause individuals to get into a place where the dependency is on society to provide everything. That's called socialism. We are going there. It's happening. It's happening before our eyes. They've influenced every area now. In every area, demonic forces are now ruling. It's only the presence of the body of Christ that is holding the restraints. But some of these restraints are going to begin in 2015 to be so stretched that they will break in some areas. And all hell will be ruled in certain areas. Romans chapter 1. In verse 18, it says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness." What do you mean? They know the truth, but they're suppressing it. Does everybody got it? They know what will set people free, but they're doing everything they can to prevent it from happening. Why? Because they have been there. There are fallen angels. They have been there. They know the truth. There are individuals who've walked with God and turned away for false fame. They've sold their souls out to fill a bank account full of money. And they've known the Lord. Because for the pleasures of this world, which is temporary, they were selling out their birthright, an eternal birthright, for a temporary fame. Who suppress the truth and unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifested in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are what? Without excuse. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became what? Fools. And changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves. What did he do? He allowed them to continue in the perverseness that will send them to hell. Why? Because they knew God and chose not to declare him, and wanted everyone else not to know the truth, and began to suppress the truth because they knew the truth. You don't think the rulers of this world know the truth? Oh, they know the truth, and they know what will set you free, but they have sold their souls out, so they don't want you to know. Is everybody okay? They exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Colossians chapter 1. As a man thinks. Colossians chapter 1. And verse 21. Colossians 1 verse 21. Would you read it with me? And you who once were alienated and enemies in your what? In your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. If indeed you what? Oh, that word needs to be underlined and highlighted. Continued. If you what? Continue in the faith, grounded in what? Steadfast. And are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard. In other words, there is a place for you eternally if you're not moved away. If you continue, which was preached to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister. The enemies in the minds of man, thoughts, influence, and controlled by deception, always keeping the creator from his creation, because the creation is wrecked. Rejecting the Creator. These are lies of rejection. In Psalm 10. In verse 3. Is everybody there? Let's read it. For the wicked boasts of his heart's desire, he blesses the greedy and renounces the Lord. The wicked in his pride, continence does not what? Seek God. God is in none of his thoughts. Thoughts. As a man thinks, so he is. God's not in his thoughts. In James chapter 1. James chapter 1. As a man thinks. Hallelujah. Verse 26, James 1, 26. If anyone among you thinks he's religious. Now, this word religious means the area of belief system. If anyone thinks that he's religious in this belief system and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is what? Useless. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. Again, as a man thinks, so he is. People have this belief system, but they can't bridle their tongue. In other words, the influence of the enemy causes people to become mindless. Mindless. They're dictated by the voice of the stranger. They lose purpose. They're dependent, again, is on the social system. And in this, so if you turn on the news and you see all of these religion organizations, many of them out there, that's all they're out there doing, screaming and hatred and all kinds of other stuff. Why? They can't bridle their tongue. And it has nothing to do with God's love. It has to do with hatred. God is not the promoter of hatred. He's the promoter of love. He created us out of love, not out of anger. In 1 Corinthians chapter 8, one of the things that's vitally important, and we've talked about this before, is not only, as a man thinks, so he is, so thoughts must be monitored. But I want to step a little bit further. We are called to be monitors. But if you can't monitor your own thoughts, you can't fulfill that position. If you allow your thoughts to dictate your life instead of truth dictating your life, see, because we are called to monitor. What do we monitor? We monitor things that are holy, unholy, clean, unclean. We monitor those things that are of God and not of God. We monitor those things that are deceptive and lies and that are truth. We monitor whether we're being led by the Spirit or pushed by the devil. See, we are monitors. And again, you can't fulfill that position. And that's what the body of Christ is supposed to be doing, monitoring. And when they see something dangerous, they're to be given an alarm. But because people have been taken captive in their thoughts, ruled by fear, doubt, unbelief, anger, frustration, unforgiveness, rejection, all of these areas that bind the mind and try to lead us in the area of destruction and rebellion, never fulfilling the mission that God sent us on. Again, as children, we inherited all of these things. But thank God we were born again as children of light, no longer of children of deception. So God gives us another way of escape. He shows us exactly what's going on. See, if you're monitoring things, that's called discernment. And one of the things God is trying to get us to do is walk in full discernment, where we're monitoring things. Does everybody understand that? Well, the Spirit tells us things to come, right? We should know. But you got to remember, desires have a voice, don't they? And where did that desire come from? That's why things are done out of time. And when things are done out of time, it causes chaos. Is everybody okay? In verse 1, would you read it with me? Now concerning things offered to idols, we know that we all have what? Knowledge. Knowledge does what? Puffs up, but what? Love edifies. And if anyone thinks that he knows anything, he knows nothing, yet as he ought to know. But if anyone loves God, this one is known by him. How many of y'all want to know, be known by him? Amen. Let me tell you. Therefore, concerning eating and things offered to idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is no other God but one. For even if there are so-called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there is one God, the Father, of whom all things, and we are for him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom all things, and through whom we live. However, there is not in everyone that knowledge. For some with consciousness of the idol until now eat it as a thing offered to an idol, and their conscience being weakened is defiled. But food does not commend us to God, nor for neither if we eat are we the better, nor if we do not eat are we the worse. But beware lest someone, somehow, this liberty of yours becomes a stumbling block to those who are weak. And if anyone sees you who have knowledge eating in an idol's temple, will not the conscience of him who is weak be emboldened to the eat those things offered to idols? And because of your knowledge shall the weak brother perish for whom Christ died. But when you thus sin against the brethren and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ. Therefore, if food makes my brother stumble, I will never again eat meat, lest I make my brother stumble. In other words, there are things that cause people to stumble. There are things that, and it's not just about eating. The Bible says that, you know, not all things are good for us. They might, you know, we can do all things, but not all things are good for us. Amen? In other words, you can't live on Twinkies for the rest of your life. You're going to be preserved permanently. It's going to cause harm. So if you're one who's, in other words, we're to be examples to one another, encourage one another. We're monitoring these things. We monitor not only our thoughts, but our words. We monitor our conduct. We monitor the things that we do. We monitor. We don't react. We respond according to the things of Christ. We chase God, not man. Amen. Psalm 94. Is everybody there? Psalm 94. Start at verse 8. Understand, you senseless among the people, and you fools, when will you be wise? He who planted the ear, shall he not hear? He who formed the eye, shall he not see? He who instructs the nation, shall he not correct? He who teaches man knowledge. The Lord knows the thoughts of man, that they are futile. Blessed is the man whom you instruct, O Lord, and teach out of your law, that you may give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit is dug for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, nor will he forsake his inheritance, but judgment will return to the righteousness, and all the upright in heart will follow it. In other words, God knows our thoughts. He knows. And when we know that he knows, let me tell you, things change. See, when you're really walking with the Lord, you know these things. You're monitoring these things. Remember, the world is a life taker. The kingdom of God is a life giver. So when you choose to go into the world, even if you have one step in the world, you're being sucked. You're being drawn. You become weak, touching those things that are unclean, associating with unrighteousness. You become weak. Still allowing the dictates of desire to lead people instead of crushing it. Let me tell you, if you're not a warrior, if you're not one who's going to fight, you will lose. Victory only comes by a fight. That's it. You can't have victory without a battle. That's what victory comes from. Amen? And Jeremiah 6. See, but the enemy comes in and tries to discourage, disappoint, lies. Tries to get you to fight for your life. Tries to get you to mistrust God and trust yourself again. Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16. Would you read it with me, please? Thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths where the good way is, and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk in it. Also, I sent watchmen over you, saying, listen to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not listen. Therefore, hear you, nation, and know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth, behold, I will certainly bring calamity on this people, the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not heeded my words, for nor my law, but what? Rejected it. See, there are fruits of thoughts. You know the fruits of your thoughts. If you're not monitoring your thoughts, you won't know the fruits of them. There's a fruit of every thought. There's a fruit that you can discern whether it's of God or not of God. One of the things is people don't even look. They don't even monitor. As soon as they hear something, they speak it. Or they hear something, they do it. No restraints. Just let go. And that's because the enemy has still got a hold. Still open door. Still an open door. Listen, we're the ones that open the doors. God shuts them. We keep opening the dumb things. And allow the enemy to flood us. Why? By things that we do not monitor to keep the door shut. Ephesians 4. As a man thinks, so he is. In other words, what thoughts are you allowing to rule your life? Ephesians 4:17. Let's speak it together. Ephesians 4:17. Is everybody there? This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, and where? The futility of their mind, having their understanding what? Darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness to work all uncleanness with greediness. He says, but you've not learned Christ. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your what? Former conduct. Why? Because, well, thoughts influence your conduct. Yes. If you're monitoring those thoughts, they won't. You'll cut them off. The old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed. Now look at this. In the spirit of your mind. In the spirit of. In other words, in the spirit of your thoughts, be renewed. What is that renewing? What you're doing is you're comparing what God says to everything else. And you're going to follow what God says and not anything else. Hebrews 4. Hebrews chapter 4. Is everybody there? And verse 11. Verse 11. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. For the word of God is what? It's living. It's alive. And what? Powerful. And sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow. And is a what? Discerner of the thoughts. In other words, the word of God is going to help you discern what God is saying and what the enemy is saying. And when people are not in the word, they drift. They drift. Because the word of God is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. Look at, if you can't monitor your thoughts and monitor your heart, then you're being controlled. You can never be trusted. You'll always fall in a cycle. You'll constantly be up and down, up and down, up and down. You'll be led how you feel. You'll be led what everything you think. And you'll make many wrong decisions. They'll move you out of the timeline, the will of God, and your lifeline. We are monitors. And we must monitor these things. Not according to the ways and the move of the world, the trends of the world, the stock markets, or anything else. We're to be led by the Spirit. Believe me, the world lies. Look at how many people invested in real estate during that period of time. Hey, there's a lot of people that made a lot of money. But I'm going to tell you, more people lost money than made money. It devastated millions of people compared to making that many wealthy. There was many wealthy, but not many. There was a lot more that were destroyed. I'm talking millions of people were devastated, investing and investing, thinking they were going to make a lot of money in real estate, and the rug was pulled from underneath them. Who do you think allowed that to happen? It wasn't the bankers. It was our government. They knew. They could have stopped it. They did it on purpose. Does everybody understand that? Why? Who's the ruler of this earth? Satan and his kingdom. Many people were there were people that lost their families, became street bound. They had no help. And when they chose to bring help, it was too late. It was a simple solution. Extend everybody's mortgages. That's all they needed to do. They didn't need to bail out the bankers, and they should have never bailed out the bankers, but they were connected. It was nothing but a deceptive lie and a collapse in the real estate. And the next collapse that will come will be in the economics, financial systems. Hallelujah. The word is a discerner of thoughts, able to compare truth with lies. Proverbs 16. So many people are going to make some good money in the stock market, but many people are going to lose their shorts because it will take them suddenly. Aren't you just tired of being lied to? Hallelujah. Proverbs 16. Start at verse 1. Let's speak it. The preparations of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirits. Look at this. Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be what? Wow. So whatever you're working on, if you're committed to the Lord, he'll establish your thoughts. Everyone proud is an abomination to the Lord. Though they join forces, none will go unpunished. Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. In verse 13. Let's speak it together. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule and let us be of the same mind. Brethren, join in following my example and note those who walk as you have us for a what? A pattern. For many walk of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is their shame, who set their mind on earthly things. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body, that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. 2 Corinthians 10. You know, if we'll hold on to that scripture, as a man thinks so he is, if we'll just hold on to that. Wait a minute, these thoughts. If you'll monitor your thoughts, you'll have victory. Monitoring these thoughts. And when you don't know what to do, you wait. Because the first thing that always usually happens is react instead of respond. We have a tendency to want to fix something when something breaks right away. And what we do is we just make it worse. Ah! Instead of waiting. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal or natural, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. What's a stronghold? A memory lie. Why? It's a thought that you've accepted, you agreed with it, and it was a lie. Now you're reacting. Why? Because lies produce and promote the flesh. Now you're reacting. Well, if it was the truth, you wouldn't be reacting. You'd be responding. Amen? It says, cast down these arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. What are you comparing? What God says? Bringing every thought into captivity. In other words, monitor those thoughts. Gather them together. Take hold of them. Hold on a second. You go, you go, you go, you stay. You go, you go. You monitor your thoughts. You're going to cause a react, respond, you're here. Why? Because when you grab hold of respond, you will respond. You grab hold of that thought. The other ones you get rid of. In other words, you ignore, you sever. And behind every thought is a spirit. So when you agree with it and you react, you just allow the demon to come in you. To touch and agree at what? Comes to pass. Believe me, there are believers out there that are still loaded. Casting down these arguments, bringing these thoughts into captivity to what? The obedience of what? Christ, or what? Truth. Bring them into the beat. Compare them. Wait a minute. Is this pleasing God what I'm about to do, or is it displeasing God? Am I going to agree with something that's, am I discerning the fruit of this thought? You know that teaching, who told me that? Who told you that? And it says, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. In other words, when you have discerned that, when you have monitored that, and you've grabbed hold of it, you're not right. This thought's not right. Now you've grabbed it, right? See, so my obedience in grabbing that thought, I'm obedient. Now I have the authority to destroy it. Does everybody get it? Only until I've grabbed hold of that thought and acknowledged that thought do I have the authority to destroy it. Other than that thought will overtake me. Does everybody understand this? Look at, there's so much influence going on and released. People are being, the falling away is increasing. But God's going to change some things around, isn't he? Hallelujah. Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 1. You know, you can't, and again, you can't force someone to monitor those thoughts. That's our responsibility as an individual. But I can tell you, if you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and you want to do God's will and you're not monitoring your thoughts, you're going to eat dirt. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13, would you read it with me? Therefore, gird up the loins of your what? Your mind. Be what? Sober. That means be alert. And rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As what? Obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lusts and desires as in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all of your conduct, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. Chapter 3, in verse 8, let's speak it. Finally, all of you be of what? One mind. Listen. In other words, he's saying allow them. If you're not monitoring these thoughts in the mind of Christ, you're not allowing the mind of Christ to take dominion. Finally, all of you be of one mind. Can you imagine if we all monitor the thoughts? I mean, man, we'd really be kicking butt on the powers of darkness, man. We wouldn't be busy trying to rescue people that are falling away. We'd be advancing a lot further. Finally, all of you be of one mind, having what? Compassion for one another, love as brothers, be tender-hearted, be courteous, not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing. Know that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do what? Evil. Chapter 4, verse 1. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, what? Arm yourselves also with the same mind. What mind? The mind of Christ. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lusts of men, but for the will of God. For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles or the will of the world. When we walked in lewdness, lust, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries, and regarded these things, they think it strange that you do not run with them anymore in the same flood of dissipation, speaking evil of you. It's amazing that when you turn from evil, people speak evil of you. It says that they will give account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. And for this reason, the gospel is preached also to those who are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. Hebrews chapter 10. As a man thinks. In verse 15, Hebrews 10:15. Let's read it, please. The Holy Spirit also witnesses to us, for after he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord, and I will put my laws in their hearts, and in their minds I will write them. Then he adds, their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. Now where there is remission of these, there is no longer an offering for sin. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as in a manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. And I'm going to close at Psalm 139, as a man thinks. Is everybody okay? Are you getting this? Everyone say, I'm a monitor. Verse 13. Let's speak it together. Psalm 139, verse 13. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed, and in your book they were all written, the days fashioned for me, yet as yet there was none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, there would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. See, his thoughts towards us are wonderful. But see, the enemy always wants you to think worse first. He wants you to think that you're not worthy. He wants you to think that nothing can happen. Things can't change. He wants you to think that you're alone. That something's happening somewhere else. He always wants you to think worse first. And if you allow that thought to grab hold, you'll be tormented. You won't have peace. And if you're tormented, that demon is constantly getting fed. He shows up like the coyote and a roadrunner, you know. The pitchfork and the... Yeah. Some people become breakfast, lunch, and dinner for these demons. Stop feeding them and monitor your thoughts. Amen. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise, and we thank you for your word and your message. We are honored and blessed not only to be your children, but to be alive and know the truth. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you. Please bless your people. Seal the seed that has been planted. Let it grow. Bring it to remembrance. And bless your people. And to you be all the glory, Jesus. And everybody said amen.